financial transactions, the Justice Department, and you. It's the Business News Headlines for Tuesday, the 27th day of October. Thanks, as always, for being with us. The Airbnb IPO is headed to the NASDAQ, and it's a big deal. The Biden 401k tax plan isn't that complicated after all. Let's talk about predicting your Burger King order. Oh, really? Meanwhile, news from the chicken wars. We've got some beer news, and that's always good. T-Mobile tees up a new TV streaming service. Lots of tees there. The Wall Street Report and more layoffs. For the interview, it's the founder, president, and CEO of Taro International, Ro Crosby, with an interesting conversation about the trouble with confidence. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, T-E-R-O.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The Business News is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yeah, as we say each and every day, you can follow us on Twitter. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Well, there's potential trouble brewing that impacts the likes of Visa and MasterCard, and yeah, you. The Justice Department, according to people familiar with the issue, is taking a look at some mergers that may suggest an issue of monopolies. At the center of the story is a deal that would allow Visa to acquire a potential competitor. The story, according to Bloomberg, is that regulators have long had antitrust concerns about the market power Visa and its rival MasterCard have over global payments systems. In recent years, the two companies have been concerned about the rise of apps such as Venmo, which allows customers to send money to friends, families, and merchants, all without using Visa or MasterCard's rails. Those fears are partly behind the network's efforts to move beyond card payments, prompting Visa to agree to acquire Plaid in January, while MasterCard announced a deal for a rival technology company, Fincity, in June. With Plaid, Visa would gain access to 20 million consumer bank accounts and 2,600 financial technology apps. The Justice Department's scrutiny of the Plaid deal comes as antitrust chief Machen Dalraheim is focused greater attention on competition in financial services and the ways new technology is disrupting existing business models. Nobody, by the way, is making a comment. According to a statement, Airbnb has chosen to list its shares on the NASDAQ. That's a win for the exchange after losing high-profile listings such as Uber Technologies and others to the New York Stock Exchange. NASDAQ has a reputation for technology-focused stocks, including high-profile initial public offerings like those for Lyft and Zoom Video Communications. Yet, it has frequently lost the competition to mega IPOs to the New York Stock Exchange, including Uber's $8.1 billion listing last year and Snowflake's $3.8 billion offering. Meanwhile, a representative for Airbnb declined to comment beyond the statement. Well, we're just a week away from the general election, and we're seeing several reports on tax plans. This comes from The Motley Fool, and it describes the Biden 401k tax plan in pretty clear terms. Under current law, 401k investing favors high-income households. Think of it this way. If you're in the 12% tax bracket and you set aside $5,000 in your 401k, you'll save $600 on your taxes this year. On the other hand, if you are in the 37% tax bracket and you set aside $5,000, your tax break is worth $1,850. In other words, the higher income individual gets more than three times the tax break for setting aside the exact same amount of money. Biden's plan aims to level the playing field. Instead of structuring the 401k contribution benefit as a deduction, the value of which is based on the marginal tax rate, Biden proposes making it a credit, which would have the same value for everyone. For example, if Biden proposed a tax credit worth 25% of 401k contributions, both individuals in our previous example would get a $1,250 tax savings. The idea is to make saving for retirement equally valuable for all Americans, regardless of their income level. For more about this, all you have to do is head to themotleyfool.com. Burger King, Tim Hortons, and Popeyes are revamping thousands of drive-thrus, and the goal is what? Well, the goal is to predict what you're going to order. We are not making this up. The revamped drive-thrus will feature digital screens with predictive selling technology, which pushes menu items based on factors such as what the customer is adding to their order, the weather, and the time of day. So here's how it works. Let's say a customer shows up at 7 o'clock in the morning and adds a breakfast sandwich to their menu. The new digital drive-thru menu might highlight the chain's coffee options. Digital menu boards will also give chains the ability to integrate loyalty programs and even contactless payment into the drive-thru lane. You want fries with that? Well, that seems to be another thing of the past. In a related story, get ready for some free chicken. Wendy's has announced that customers who order one of the new chicken sandwiches can get the other one for free. According to the company, the new sandwich is dubbed the Classic Chicken Sandwich, will replace the Homestyle Chicken Sandwich on Wendy's menu. Customers can get a free Classic Chicken through November 8th by making a purchase at a Wendy's location or making an order through the chain's mobile app. Customers are allowed one free sandwich per week. See what you learn here? Hey, on top of free chicken, how about some more good news? Beer sales are up. Yeah, that's right. And Carlsberg has raised its forecast for full-year earnings after sales bounced back faster than expected following the easing of coronavirus lockdowns. The Danish brewer now expects organic operating profit to decline by a mid-single-digit percentage. Previously, it forecasted a drop in the high single digits. So, hey, beer sales are back. There is that, at least. T-Mobile has introduced a slimmed-down streaming TV service, joining a crowded market of companies looking to capitalize on the flight of subscribers from cable and satellite. Today, the company said T-Vision offers three tiers of live TV, starting at $10 for more than 30 channels. To view programs, subscribers will need mobile or broadband connections. The service will be available via a $50 plug-in device, similar to a Roku or Chromecast player, as well as through a mobile phone app and on the Apple TV and Amazon Fire platforms. The bundle of live TV packages is aimed at consumers outside of cities and suburbs, where choices are limited. It's also targeting the millions who are canceling conventional pay TV. Well, it wasn't supposed to be this way. Earlier this morning, the Dow futures predicted an open of plus 100 points. That didn't happen, and the day only got worse. At the bell, the Dow fell by over 222 points to end the second day of sell-offs at 27,463. Meanwhile, the Nasdaq, thanks to tech stocks, gained 72 points to end the session at 11,431, and the S&P 500 fell by 10 points to 3390. Why? That's pretty simple. Rising cases of COVID-19 in the United States and Europe have investors worried. And why might that be? More infections could dramatically slow the economies here and there and, by the way, kill more people. Some countries have already imposed stricter social measures in an attempt to curb the infection rate. Shares of drug maker Eli Lilly were down by 6.9% as the company lowered its profit guidance for the year. Shares of Caterpillar slipped by 3.3% after the company reported profits and revenue that fell during the most recent quarter. And finally, there is this. You know, we've all seen the email from the CEO following a merger. It goes something like this. Quote, "We look forward to working with XYZ in the coming months, and let me assure you, very little will change," end quote. Yeah, right. Well, today we learned that Charles Schwab announced plans to lay off 1,000 employees, or 3% of its combined workforce, after acquiring rival TD Ameritrade earlier this month. The brokerage said the job cuts are designed to cut back on what they're calling overlapping or redundant roles across the company, which together hold $6 trillion in client assets and 28 million brokerage accounts. While the firm did not specify which teams will be cut, it said it will continue to hire, and employees whose jobs are eliminated will be given early access to new positions. So yeah, once again, there is that. Hey, what about confidence? What kind of confidence? How does confidence impact management and leadership? And what are the different forms of confidence? Get ready, because just a click away, you'll hear some fascinating information about the subject from the founder, president, and CEO of Tarot International, Roe Crosby. You've got to listen to this.